Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks so much to Tara Clausen from Big Brothers and Big Sisters for coming on and talking with us, sharing all the great work that they're doing. Now we have, finally, in the flesh, back in Manhattan, Dr. Dan Thompson, Jones Professor of Production Medicine at K-State, former director of the K-State Beef Institute. Welcome back to the Little Apple.
Hey, thanks for the welcome. It's always good to be home. I think since June 1st, this is the first week that I'm going to be gone tomorrow night. But so far, I've been right in town every night this week, and it has been awesome.
How many times have I tried to get you on In Focus over the summer? Like three or four, and you've been gone about every time?
Yeah, and I feel terrible because I love coming on the show and being a part of it and being a part of the community. And so I appreciate your persistence.
Hey, that's what it takes in this biz. That's what it takes.
Yeah, it's been a busy summer, but a good summer.
And how has it been so busy? What have you been doing?
Well, you know, obviously with, you know, we have Doc Talk, which is a nationally aired television show. I came back off a sabbatical and back onto K-State full duty June 1. And I think that there was just kind of a buildup on the return. And so people were asking for time and opportunities, and the one thing that is probably my biggest passion is to serve others and to serve people within the beef industry. And so I've been to Little Rock, been up to Ames, Iowa, teaching at Iowa State. I don't know how many different veterinary schools over this last year I taught at, but Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa State, University of Nebraska, Oklahoma State, University of Illinois, and just working with their faculty, their students, their beef producers, doing beef meetings for those other states and trying to provide the leadership. Kansas is really a leader on many different levels in the beef industry nationwide, and we continue to push our beef industry to be the safest and most wholesome beef in the world.
Some Big 12 and Big 10 action basically this summer.
Oh yeah, it's been great. I do think that we need to renew the K-State UNL football game. I think that should be a Coach Snyder's probably sitting there cringing when I say something like that. But a lot of good in that rivalry there, and a lot of good beef producers that like to lob things across the border at each other.
I think a lot of people miss that K-State Nebraska game. Like, you know, the kids that are in school now, and now, how old am I getting now? I'm like complaining about the kids now. It's happened. It's happened. Mark this day, August 29th, 2018, 9:37 a.m. I complain about the youth, but they don't know how big that game was.
Yeah, it was great, and it was great because there's so many people with similar livelihoods. There are people with similar rural communities and both are grassroots programs. And so it just made it even that much more fun, you know, to have that. And KU doesn't step up the plate, so
no.
We can, you know, when you need to have a rivalry, you got to have two good teams. But anyway,
they're busy with Baby Jay in the trash can.
Sorry, I got a daughter right that's a Jayhawk now. So
oh, is she?
Yeah, Kelly.
Oh, is she?
She's in med school. After playing basketball for Coach Mitty and going to K-State, she's in med school at KU.
No. She'll always be a Wildcat.
Yeah, I know. I know. She's always a Wildcat.
Yeah, that's just because they got the med school.
That's right. That's right.
You can't be a default Jayhawk.
That's true.
And that makes sense.
Wildcat, no, you can't.
That makes sense. They got a very good med school program over there, so that totally makes sense that you'd be checking that out.
Absolutely.
Got to make concessions.
They only have to worry about one species. Here at K-State, we have the vet school, and we worry about many species. So, I mean, you know, they have to.
Here with Dr. Dan Thompson, Jones Professor of Production Medicine at KSU, also former director of the K-State Beef Institute. Do want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And Dan, you were talking about just all the different things you're doing over the summer, talking about beef production, talking about how much Kansas is a leader nationwide. What's the discussion been this summer? I mean, obviously, I think trade's probably been the number one thing.
I think trade has been a big issue. You know, when you look and you see that roughly for every carcass, $300-some-odd per beef carcass is designated towards an export market. I mean, it's not every carcass is being exported. It's just kind of a number on a, if you're looking at a $2,000 carcass or a $2,400 carcass, $300 of that is export. And so exporting is a big part of our business. Understanding that is part of our business has been part of the discussion, but really our focus has been on, you know, getting a little bit better every day. And how can we, you know, we already have the best system in the world as far as producing safe, wholesome beef, but how can we as a beef industry take that next step, whether it's a discussion on animal welfare or animal health and well-being, whether it's about traceability of cattle throughout the system, whether it's talking about antibiotic usage, sustainability, environmental stewardship, all of those different things within the beef industry. You know, when I'm with the consumers, I'm very proud of what we do as a beef industry. I'm very proud for the way that the farmers, the ranchers, the veterinarians, the beef packers, the retailers work to make sure that everybody has a great eating experience.
And they all work together
pretty Everybody's well. Working yeah. together. But then, you know, so I feel very, very comfortable and very confident and very happy to go tell them, the consumer, how they can rest assured in the safety and security of the beef production and talk to them about the things that we're doing. And then again, listen to their concerns and their joys, the things that they're very happy about, things that they are concerned about, and then come back to the farmers and ranchers on the ground and say, hey, let's get a group together and let's talk about how we maybe can answer this concern. If it's real, how do we fix it and get a little bit better and continue to move down the road? Our biggest problem that we have, or one of our biggest problems, is that we have the NGOs or the activist groups that really don't have skin in the game. They're not a part of our industry, but they have these vegan agendas, or they have these agendas that maybe aren't necessarily about antibiotics or aren't necessarily about animal welfare. Maybe their overarching mission is that we don't eat meat. And so they are constantly attacking and lobbying, I hate to use the term fake news. Sorry, Brady. Brady's shoulders just slumped. He just jerked my microphone out.
Great show. Let's look at what we got tomorrow. No, go ahead.
No,
and there is some false information out there when it comes to GMOs.
And it's not fake news. It is misinformation from activist groups that gets highlighted and picked up that may or may not, most of the time, is something that's it's misrepresented in the public's eye. And the ability for them to, I guess the thing is, I wish that it was filtered. I wish it wasn't just lobbed out there in social media or in these unfiltered presences.
Or taken out of context.
Yeah, where people have no responsibility for the words that they say. And because it can damage, people think that they're damaging the reputation of a beef industry or negatively impacting a beef producer. But what happens is, if we increase the price of food from these false claims and removal of technology and removal of practices, poverty in this country is based on the price of food. If we remove these types of things just out of, I can yell louder than you can yell, then what happens is, if we raise the price of food without increasing the income of people in the U.S., we're going to increase poverty in the United States. And the people who wind up not having protein on their table are the ones that are struggling to get it in the first place. And that's what that's my mission. I didn't go into agriculture to just feed the rich. I went into agriculture to serve my neighbor and to feed the world. And that's what I was trying to get at. I won't use the FN word anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, there's now two F words on radio that you can't say, and that's one of them. But there is some misrepresentation out there that you mentioned, and when you, I want you to expand a little bit. You know what? Let's go to a break. We'll use this as a little tease to come in. When we come back, I'll be expand a little bit on how that works on the increased costs on some of those things. On how does that increase food?
Like you got it. About.
More with Dr. Dan Thompson. You're listening in Focus on News Radio, KMAN, home of real news.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance